And last December, we told you the story of Bevan Bells, the last Bell factory in East Hampton, Connecticut, a place once known as Belltown. Bevan Bells are everywhere. You've probably heard this one from the classic holiday movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Well, it's the Bevan Bell factory that may now be looking for wings. As Tucker Ives of member station WNPR reports, the historic factory was destroyed by fire last weekend.
Nobody was hurt in the fire, but the town of East Hampton had something ripped out of it.
They've lost a part of their soul.
That's Matthew Bevan, the latest in a long line of Bevans to own the company. As he walks through what is left of his family's business, he's searching for what made his family name so famous.
With everything else burnt and charred and wrecked around it, was this train bell. It's just awesome, you know. I can clean that up. I can buff that thing. That'll look like $1 million.
Walter Olson came to see the wreckage. He worked at the Bevan factory for 53 years.
Hard to believe. Like I say, it was my home away from home, and it's gone.
Matt Bevan wants to rebuild the factory.
You know, this is Belltown, baby, and bells should be ringing in Belltown.
Bevan says he's prepared to take a large financial hit in order to rebuild his family's business. For NPR News, I'm Tucker Ives in Hartford.